We're here to explore how history, shadows, and unexplained noises have invaded our nightmares and inspired our storytelling. Welcome to Ghost Ridden.
Mighty Mike. Hi, Brandon.
Hi, Hannah.
You bitch.
Hannah was being a little smart ass, so I tried to get her in the middle of a very obnoxious sip out of her coffee cup.
It's a double-sized tea. Thank you very much.
Oh, okay. Guys, I don't know if you know, but Hannah is descended from the people in Downton Abbey, and she is very prim and proper, and she eats crumpets.
If anything, I was the kitchen maid's kid, okay?
I've actually seen that show, so any references you make are going to go over my head.
Excuse me being part of the proletariat. Rude. Brandon's got a sassy pants on today.
Listen, I've had some coffee. I'm ready to go. I made breakfast this morning. Do you want to know what I made? What'd you make? I made eggs and grits.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yum. And I made my eggs good and runny. So, like, I like pop the yolk on the grits. Oh my God. So good.
I had turkey bacon and eggs.
That sounds good.
And I smothered my eggs in hot sauce.
Ooh. Sometimes I'll be having those mornings, but a lot other times I'm like, it's 9 a.m. You do not need to burn from the inside out right now.
Like, I use like the mild Louisiana hot sauce. Thank you.
My mom used to keep a jug of Louisiana hot sauce. The big one with like the little finger.
Yeah.
Yeah, she used to
That's
keep
what
it.
I always had.
She used to keep it under the sink, and anytime we had like fried chicken, she would just.
I don't do well with heat, so Louisiana hot sauce is my max.
Oh, hey, welcome to Hot Sauce Ridden. I'm sorry if you came here for ghosts, but it's not happening. So
we're talking about food today. Listen, we've been staying at home all weekend in preparation for the snow. So I've been cooking all weekend.
Nice.
I made some like roasted tomato sauce.
Ooh.
I tried to make black bean burgers, but they fell apart. So we had black bean burritos.
That sounds good as well.
We had pork chops. All kinds of shit.
Nice.
We get off the weekend. And when we get off, I'll probably make some brownies or some banana bread.
Ooh. Sounds fantastic. Oh, but welcome to Ghost Ridden.
Oh, yeah. Ghost Ridden. Welcome to Food Ridden.
Oh, welcome to our podcast where we talk about whatever the fuck we want.
It's true.
Sometimes it has some overlap with paranormal things.
Sometimes. I've been watching a whole lot of the Most Amazing Top 10 YouTube channel.
Never heard of that.
Spooky things. Yeah, they've got some good stuff. Some of their lists are stupid, of course.
Oh yeah.
But they've got like urban legends from different states and countries.
Love that.
Let me tell you, bro, the Philippines are freaking crazy.
Yeah, there's a lot of cryptids in the Philippines.
And Poland, of all places. Poland is also messed up with scary shit.
Hey, you know, I think my favorite intersection of like YouTube type stuff is whenever like urban exploring videos turn into like ghost videos. Because I love watching urban exploration.
Me too.
There's this one guy that goes into all these like abandoned subway tunnels under New York. And it's like very illegal. But
it sounds like a really good way to get shot by the cops or by someone else.
It's so cool to see all the shit, like all the different like stations that they've like closed off. Like, remember Ninja Turtles 2? Or wait, three, the one where they go back in time.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, and they find, they're going through the sewer and they find the abandoned subway station, and that's their new home. Do you all remember that?
Remember Ninja Turtles?
Listen, there's Ninja Turtles 1, Ninja Turtles 2, Secret of the Ooze, and then Ninja Turtles 3, what's it called? Hold
on. What's Ninja Turtles 3 called, Tyler? He's got a headset on. Damn.
It's called Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 3, Turtles in Time. They go back to the to like Meiji Japan, and they have to like fight for a shogun and shit. It's really cool.
Listen, so my husband is obsessed with action figures. Mm-hmm. There is a company making the Ninja Turtles into like Universal Monsters.
What?
And they're fantastic. So there's a Frankenstein and there's a mummy so far, and they're amazing. Ridiculous, but amazing.
On that topic,
Frankenstein's monster, not the scientist. Go on, sorry.
Last weekend, not this most recent one, but last weekend, we went down to Bradley's hometown for his friend's birthday, and mm-hmm. we went to this really cute little bar down there on Main Street, and they had all these velvet paintings. And they had velvet paintings.
Elvis everywhere.
No, they had like Bela Lugosi, Dracula.
That's amazing.
Creature from the Black Lagoon, Wolfman, Frankenstein. It was really cool.
I'm so jealous.
It was super cool. And then behind the bar, so they had a projector screen, and it was just playing the Fifth Element. And yeah, it was a cute little, it was a lot of fun.
I want to go.
Yeah.
Will you help me steal their paintings?
No.
They can join the rest of my Universal Monsters right on my couch. Lord.
Lord, hope you guys have had a good week. We've got a lot of snow here. Well, not a lot of snow here in Kentucky. We've got quite a bit, but
it's really wet snow. That's yeah. The issue.
Last time it was like, holy shit, you have no time to prepare or go anywhere or get anything snow. And this time it's kind of been like, we knew it was coming. Everybody was bracing for it because the last snowstorm was so bad. And then it was just kind of like, eh.
Me. It's okay. I didn't have to go anywhere. A lot of things are closed because it's Martin Luther King Day.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And it's my birthday in 2 days. So.
It's Brandon's birthday in 2 days.
Yay.
So many people's birthdays are coming up for me. Lots of friends. My brother-in-law. My grand's birthday was the 20th.
Oh, happy birthday.
So, yeah.
Yeah, it's because January. It's because all these people be fucking in summer. They're like, summer break, baby, Cabo. And then come January.
There's all those babies.
I don't think we need to tell people at this point that this is not a podcast for children, but in case you needed to.
Listen, you had the warning before you watched it.
That's true.
No way does it say that this is family friendly.
We had to mark it explicit on our site that hosts a podcast. And I was like, it makes it sound like a porn podcast. Is that a thing? Are porn podcasts a thing?
Listen, I had to fuss at one of my friends because she let her boyfriend's son listen to the podcast. And I was like, this is not child friendly. She's like, okay, it's fine. Listen, he's like 14.
Yeah. I mean, here's the thing. You know, do what you want as a parent. But if you expect us to sugarcoat anything or not talk about certain topics because, you know.
Like how Brandon's parents did it in the summer.
Wow. I just had that realization myself. I didn't apply it to myself in that situation. It was, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. It was
in 2 days and you didn't apply that to
yourself. Yeah, it was strange. I don't know. Do you ever disassociate? Like you look in the mirror and you're like, that's me.
Yeah.
Does it ever happen to you? Or you're like,
I'm one of those people that I don't think I'd be able to recognize myself if I saw myself outside of like a mirror. Is that weird? Brandon, stop laughing
at me. A little bit. Look at my cat.
I know, she's so cute.
Guys, if you're not a patron, you're missing out.
Missing out on the kitties.
What have you been up to in your solitude this week at home? Nothing. Other than watching those YouTube videos.
Watching those YouTube videos. We watched a lot of American Gods because we got the third season. So
was that good?
Oh, it's so good.
I've heard there's some pretty explicit gay sex scenes in that.
First season. Like first couple of episodes, I think.
Nice.
Maybe it's even the first one.
That's what we like to see.
It's a fantastic book. Tyler got the graphic novels for Christmas. And so I have to be like, listen, this is not in the book. You're not going to find this. it's so good. It's one of my favorite books.
I've just been watching a lot of Ozark.
I need to watch that too.
It's good. But I'm getting mad because Netflix raised their prices again.
It's like $2 more, isn't it?
Like, girl, what are we doing at this point? You know?
And it's mostly custom content too. It's not.
Yeah.
Which I think is what they're going for ultimately, but.
Well, they have some good shows. Let's be honest. Like Ozark's good. The Witcher is awesome. Stranger Things is so awesome. You know, they've got a lot of good content, but they also have a tendency to cancel all the shows that are like really unique. And, you know, like, I don't know if you've, I told you about it when I was watching it. I mentioned it on the podcast, but I was watching, what was it called? I can't remember. Anyway, it was a really good show and they canceled it after like the second season and never did anything else about it. And it's like, why would you do this to me?
Is they hate us.
The OA. That's what it was called. The OA.
Oh, I've heard of that. I never watched it though.
It's so good. Anyway, that's about it for me. What do you got for us this week?
Like, that's enough shit. Let's go.
I just realized I've been ranting a little while and it's probably because of the caffeine. So I need to
as I sit here and suck down tea, it's fine.
I need to rein myself in a little bit.
So along the lines of the Philippines being full of crap and Poland being full of crap, West Virginia, buddy, is just full of stuff.
Absolutely.
Absolute bonkers. We've touched on them a lot. We've done Trans-Allegheny, the Lunatic Asylum. We've done Mothman. We've done Flatwoods Monster, the Devils.
Did you see the meme I shared about
I did. It has pockets.
Devil's Stomping Ground was in North Carolina.
Was it in North Carolina? Okay.
Yeah.
Losing my mind. Either way, we've been in West Virginia a lot, and I think we're going to be in West Virginia a whole lot more.
Ooh.
And I was actually watching a video about this particular thing, and then one of our listeners commented on the post about Tyler liking the Fresno Nightcrawlers because he calls them spooky pants.
They're really creepy.
Tally thinks they're stupid and he laughs uncontrollably every time he sees them. He's like, look how dumb they look. I was watching a video about this and then immediately I saw a comment from one of our listeners about sheep squatch. I was like, oh, buddy, I don't know a whole lot about this. We're going to learn more.
I'm intrigued.
Sheep squatch. So sheep squatch, also known as devil dog, white creature, white devil, and the white thing. Yeah. Okay. So first off, it's rather hard to take this particular cryptid seriously due to the name. That said, the sheep squatch or white thing is an American cryptid that's found in the mountains of West Virginia in the United States. It is particularly in the... It wasn't in that article, but it moved on me.
It sounds like someone was like, I saw something out in their heels. What'd you see?
White thing.
Some what?
Morgan's Ridge. Morgan's Ridge in West Virginia is where it's mainly seen. Some accounts hold the white thing and sheep squatch as being two separate creatures, yet the descriptions are so similar, it's likely that they're one and the same.
Okay.
We're getting stuff from Brickthology, the Cleo and Cryptids wiki.
God, we love cryptids around here.
Yeah, we do. So I found like three different origins for this. So there's three different timelines. So there's some people that say that the sheep squatch didn't pop up until the 90s. This article says that it was first seen in 1923. We'll go with 1923 first.
Okay.
So 1923, sheep squatch was first seen by a coal miner, Frank Kozel.
Hold on.
He reported what?
That's like, oh, I'm a mechanic. My name is Mark Mechanius. A coal miner named Frank Kozel. What was
Kozel.
Yeah.
K-O-Z-U-L, Kozel.
Anyway. Sorry.
He's from Croatia.
Oh, sorry.
It's fucked up, but okay. He reports seeing the beast while walking to his home in Fairmont one night in July through the woods on Morgan's Ridge, somewhere in this vicinity. Let's find a description of the monster real fast. Ooh, because that's what we really need.
Ooh, tell me.
The sheep squatch is often described as having dog-like features. Or large bear, like a large bear with long, shaggy white or dirty white hair, goat-like horns, and large fanged mouth. The front paws as being paw-like hands, such as those of a raccoon, and even long, rigid tail like a raccoon's.
Did you know that raccoons have a bone in their penis?
I thought that was possums. No, possums have a two-pronged penis.
Yeah, sorry, raccoons have an ivory bone in their penis.
So do possums. It's weird. I mean, you do what you got to, Brandon. Hush. much like the previous raccoon descriptions of those bears, the sheep squatch can move about on either two or four legs. It's reported to be incredibly fast with lightning speed and scream like a woman.
God.
Mountain lions are also known to scream like a woman.
Yeah.
This creature is often spotted racing through the forest and down to riverbanks to drink. That's more of the original description. Later accounts vary and seem to have altered what the creature looks like. These later descriptions give it a humanoid, Bigfoot, or demonic appearance. Some will say that it's just a large, unknown mountain cat. Further reports say the creature has too many legs, that it has four eyes, that the eyes are red, in addition to large fangs. It has claws, that its tail is long and hairless like a possum.
Okay, two things. So, one, I always find it funny when people see like these cryptids, these things that aren't normal animals, and then somebody comes along who knows it all and they're like, they probably just saw some type of mountain lion. Bitch, you think I don't know the difference between a mountain lion and a thing with fucking raccoon tail and, you know, like all that? Like, it's insulting. And two, that one description you gave is so creepy. Too many legs.
Too many legs. Four eyes.
That's so creepy because your imagination fills in what too many is.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm imagining like a fucking centipede. Like, oh yeah. Yeah.
Ooh, anyway. Nope.
Sorry.
Don't like that. Don't like that at all. Nope. But what if they're like seeing the Wampus Cat and just mistaking it for something else?
I mean,
giving it a new name.
It's entirely possible.
I'm like a woman.
Yeah. Sometimes
all like, cryptids are Wampus cats.
Sometimes I like to think that the Wampus cat is like a Pokemon and it just says its name and it's like Wampus cat.
But I hope so.
Wampus!
I think we need to catch one.
Absolutely.
No, we're not doing that.
Listen,
that's going to be our like YouTube series.
Wampus Cast will actually be us just going and looking for the Wampus Cat and like doing those like Sasquatch hunting style videos where we go out and we make calls in the forest and we'll be like,
Wampus! It's just us in Red River Gorge, like, This is a Wampus Cat mating call. It's been proven.
There's a Wampus Cat out there in the forest, and it's just like, interesting point.
The fuck's wrong with these kids?
But anyway,
these later altering descriptions certainly give the idea that people might be misidentifying what creature they're seeing, or that they may have some vague name from somewhere and are describing what they think they saw. West Virginia does have a lot of cryptids. Mm-hmm. People further describe the sheep squatch as being very bloodthirsty and will attack any without provocation. What marks the sheep squatch as being a potential phantom creature is that people say that they've been attacked by it and can feel the monster sinking its fangs into them. When the attack's over, the person's shock and surprise, there isn't a mark on their body.
Do you think this is related to like the theory of like Bigfoot being a ghost of a Neanderthal?
Maybe. But now he's got horns when he's in West Virginia.
Well, I'm saying though, it could be like, yeah, I don't know where I'm going with that.
I don't either.
Like a spirit animal, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Guardian of the forest.
Yep. The smell of sulfur follows it and can be an indicator that a sheep squatch is nearby. The smell of sulfur is attributed to the TNT area of Mason County, where it's said to have originated. It's possible that the sulfur smell is nothing more than the animal's musk.
Ooh.
Incidentally, the TNT area of Mason is also the same place the Mothman is from.
I was going to say there was a TNT factory in the Mothman story.
Yep.
Wow.
These people are pretty cool. They're trying to give it some more grounds. This is in the Cherokee legend. It's brought up about a white wolves, how a white wolf is an omen of magic and premature death. Over time, the white wolf becomes a white dog in Appalachian lore. This white dog is described as having matted, unkempt fur and a powerful build. The dog will appear alongside roads and follow a person home, where it will sit far enough away from the house and wait. The dog seems to wait for death to occur, only appearing to a person about ready to die.
Did I ever tell my ghost story about the dog? Ghost dog?
In your room?
No. I think I might have told it to you off the podcast, but it's just, maybe. It's coming to me now because it's very short. It's very short. Okay, yes.
Go on.
I was a kid. There were these people. Quick backstory. I'm from the holler, from the mountains. We lived way back in the holler, and there was a creek that ran right next to my house, my grandma's house. And across the creek, we had like a little family garden. Mm-hmm. And then over there on that same land that my grandpa was letting these people rent from, there was this house and like a little barn and blah, blah, blah. So these people had lived over there when I was really young. And they were the worst kind of rednecks you can imagine. And at one point, their house got burned down and they didn't live there anymore. But there was a really creepy well over there. There's a creepy shed that like went down into like a basement or cellar. I guess it was probably meant to be a root cellar, and it was full of dolls. And then there was like a rough hewn timber like stable barn, whatever you want to call it. And me and my cousin were over there one day, and inside of the little barn, we saw a white dog. And the creepy part was that we had like gone down to the creek to like catch crawdads or something.
Like, you know.
Yeah. And then when we came back, not 5 minutes later, it was gone, which isn't weird because, you know, dogs move around. However,
they've got legs.
The front of the building was super overgrown and mm-hmm. none of the weeds were like knocked down or bent over or anything. So just saying.
I remember this story now. It took me a second. But apparently a white dog in an Appalachian lore is very popular.
Okay.
Because it's a black dog in England.
Yeah. Yeah. And I never, here. I didn't think there was any significance to it. So that's why, yeah. Okay.
Weird. Okay. We're going to go back to Frank. Sorry. And his, that's fine. We're going to go back to the actual sightings. Frank in 1929. So they tried to give me all of this history of Frank. Okay. Frank's cool. Frank's coal miner. Frank is an immigrant. Good.
Frank coal mine man.
Kozel. But anyway. So one night in July of 1929, Kozel ended an 11-hour shift at the Jordan 93 mine and began walking home. It was a 6.5-mile walk and would take over 2 hours to complete. So Kozel chose to avoid the unshaded road in favor of a shortcut through the woods on Morgan's Ridge. Partway through his trek, he encountered a beast about the size of a large dog with white hair, a bushy tail, and sharp teeth. Before he could react, the animal pounced on him, and though he swung at it with his lunchbox, he couldn't make contact. Kozel attempted to escape the creature by running away, but it continued to attack. As he reached the outskirts of nearby cemetery, however, the attack ceased and the animal disappeared. Looking himself over, Kozel was astonished to discover that he had no injuries from the attack. In fact, he had no marks of the incident whatsoever. He rushed home to a sleepless night and never took the same shortcut home ever again.
How brave do you have to be to get, like, attacked by some random animal and you just swing your fucking lunchbox at it?
Right. I mean, he's a coal miner, so it's kind of ballsy.
That's true.
Wow. There are tons and tons. So then we go, and these people think that it originated, the first known speaking of it was in 1965 in a book, The Telltale Lilac Bush and Other West Virginia Ghost Tales by Ruth Ann Music. A folklorist. So okay. That's the next time that somebody actually talked about it.
Okay.
And then here's some more sightings. 1973 in Point Pleasant. In July, in the TNT area of Point Pleasant, where the Mothman sightings are said to have occurred, a white creature was reported seen. In 1994, a 28-year-old man reported how he was 7 years old at the time. That's worded really terribly. Had seen a white... So, a 7-year-old in 1973... I can't.
That is a really weird way of wording that.
He told this story in 1994 when he was 28.
Okay.
Going on. He'd seen a white, shaggy-haired creature whose head was 3 feet wide. The creature suddenly appeared alongside the car he was riding in with his family. He said the creature floated through the air, keeping pace with the car at 65 miles an hour.
Didn't they say the same thing about Mothman?
Yeah.
Okay.
1994 in Point Pleasant. A group of women were driving cautiously along on a particularly icy road near the TNT area. The women reported seeing a large 7 or 8 feet tall creature stepping out of the woods ahead of them on the road. They described the creature as having white, shaggy hair with a prominent snout, ram-like horns, and standing upright like a human. The creature froze for a moment when the headlights of the car shone on it before taking off running back into the forest.
I mean, I can't imagine what animal they would mistake that for with the horns and things like that. Like if it were like a real animal.
Yeah.
But damn, that's like, creepy.
Growing up in Appalachia, let me tell you, like when you are driving some of the back roads, one of your worst fears is something stepping out of the woods in front of you.
Oh, for sure.
Because there's nobody around. Like there's nobody to help you. There's no cell phone service. Like that's a major fear. Mm-hmm. 1994 in Mason County, a former Navy seaman by the name of Edward Rollins reported having witnessed the white thing appear in the forest. Rollins had been out in search of another West Virginian cryptid, the Mothman, only instead of Mothman, it was the white thing that Rollins encountered.
Can you imagine going to look for one and then you fucking...
And you're like, what the shit is this?
Oh, that's so funny.
Rollins was out in an area near Bethel Church Road when the white thing is said to have exited the forest, coming down to a creek where it drank before crossing over the creek and moving toward a nearby road. Rollins noted the creature had a sulfurous smell to it and believes the smell is likely due to the lingering waste and pollution from the explosives used to be manufactured in the area. The same year in Boone County, two children report having seen the steep sheep squatch while out playing in their yard. The two describe the creature as looking like a large white bear standing up on its back legs to tower some 6 feet in height. The creature was startled by the presence of the children and took off back towards the woods.
What the next fuck year is going Boone on in County, West Virginia?
I know. Next year in Boone County. In this sighting, a couple were driving when they spotted a large white beast sitting in a ditch by the roadside. Curious, the couple slowed their car to get a better look as they passed by. Bad idea. The couple described the creature as having four eyes. Unlike other incidents where the sheep squatch ran away, whoa, this time the creature attacked the car. Frightened, the couple drove away quickly. Once back home, that's when they noticed the large scratches on the side of the car when the creature attacked. So that's another thing that I've read, that there are reports of this creature attacking animals and killing them, mm-hmm. or banging on people's houses and screaming. So they're really affecting the environment, but anytime it's an actual attack on a human, nothing happens. Like they feel the entire attack. But whenever the attack is over, there's no evidence. Can you imagine feeling an entire attack and like think you're being torn apart and then suddenly it stops and you're fine?
Well, I tell you, the majority of the paranormal experiences I've had personally have been more feeling than seeing. So it makes sense to me.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
But it's actually affecting the environment.
Crazy. Yeah, that's wild.
So now we're in 1999, Boone County, same county. This time around, it's campers out in the forest at night. As the group is sitting around their campfire, they hear an animal snorting and scuffling, much like what's thought of when a bear is nearby. Initially, the creature didn't come into the light of the fire. Then suddenly it charged the group. The campers jump and run back towards their homes, the whole time being chased by whatever it is. The white thing. Suddenly, it's the white thing. Stops at the edge of the forest when the group flees the tree line. The thing lets out a loud scream before turning to retreat back into the woods. In the morning, when the group returned to their campsite, they found it all torn up.
Wow, that camping trip sounds intense.
One of the people said that it looked like something had tilted up for gardening.
Wow, that camping trip sounds intense.
Yeah, nobody's ignoring, everybody's ignoring you and your terrible suffering.
That is wild, though. Like, I don't know.
This seems like you guys fucking stink.
Well, it is. What I was going to say is it's one thing to have an experience like that, and then you come back, and then you, like, you get your shit and leave. But, like, to come back to all that, like, destruction, mm-hmm. that's so scary. I wonder where they went.
Apparently, they weren't camping very far from home.
Okay.
If they could run from their campsite to home.
Yeah. They're like, my mom's house is right over there. Whoops.
It's probably just a bunch of kids just out in the woods near their house camping.
Yeah. They were like, go get some weed.
Possibly. This smells too much like the skunk ape. That's when it showed up. It's like, that skunk ape bitch is around here, isn't he?
You're on my turf.
That's why they got attacked. Yeah. Don't smoke weed in the woods in West Virginia.
It's a cryptid turf war.
Sheep squatch. Oh, God.
Oh, Lord.
No. Two more accounts. 2011, Patrick County. The story takes place in June. And it's said to have happened at Fairy Stone State Park. A woman identified herself as Tina. Tells how she was out hiking a few weeks ago with friends. They had been out for more than an hour when the friend stops and points towards a large group of rocks. There was something moving, but it had been too far away to see it clearly. As the two walked closer, they got a better look at what looked like a medium-sized bear with light-colored fur, almost yellowish-gray. The head was unusual, too. The pair immediately left and went home.
It's a little anticlimactic, but...
Smart. Yeah, as you notice, these are two women. There are no men involved in this situation. Wow. These two women saw something dangerous and was like, nope. And turned around and left.
Fair enough.
2015, Folks Run, Virginia. This story claims to be the most recent sighting of the creature. Another group of campers reports that they've seen the creature. It stood about 8 to 9 feet tall and with shoulders some 4 to 5 feet wide. One camper reports seeing at the top of a hill crouching down. When the camper stood to alert the others, the creature started running towards the group. Fortunately, a river separated the group of campers from the creature, and when they report how the creature looked for a way to cross the river before wading across. When the creature got closer, the group described it as being like a bipedal dog with wet fur. Ooh. From crossing the river, probably. A loud, gut-wrenching screech was heard that campers said sounded about 2 miles away from their location. The creature got a look of shock to its face before whimpering and turning to run away. So apparently the sound came from elsewhere.
Mm.
Opposite of the sound that was made. So it ran away from the sound that they heard. For the campers, they quickly packed camp and left.
So the accounts of how big this thing are vary. So
yeah,
either it's getting bigger over time, mm-hmm. or there are multiple of them.
But I mean, Sasquatch, like Bigfoot countings are like that too. Like they go from about 6 feet up.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes people that see multiple... They're different sizes.
You call them big feet.
Big foot. No. Apparently, this has also been seen in Alabama. The people of Alabama, particularly around Argo and Trustville, tell of 150-year-old legend of the white thing of Happy Hollow that's been sighted for generations along the stretch of road. It's described as being man height, furry, and white with sharp claws capable of scraping bark off trees and a shrill cry like a baby's or a woman's in distress.
Oh.
This beast is notorious for mutilating livestock.
Chupacabra.
I mean, we're just livestock.
Yeah.
Poor livestock. So there it is. That is Sheep Squatch and the tons of sightings, because there are a lot of them.
Like so many things that you tell me on this podcast, I'm really surprised I'd never heard of that before.
Same.
But that's really interesting.
2015 is its latest sighting. That's just bonkers.
Let's just go cryptid hunting.
We're going to West Virginia, buddy.
West Virginia.
We're gonna play that song all the way there.
But now that's
the whole 2 hour drive.
Yeah, that was intense. Because I feel like aside from Bigfoot, there's usually not that many sightings of a cryptid, you know, mm-hmm. or at least it's in a very particular area, but that seemed to be fairly spread out and very frequent. So
yeah. So Mothman, there were a bunch of sightings, but it was in a very short amount of time.
Yeah.
And this is a little more spread out.
Damn. Yeah, that's creepy. There's Jeez. Things in them woods.
Yeah, there are. Oh.
We go to West Virginia. There's nothing else to it.
Yeah, same. Do you live in West Virginia? Have you ever heard of the sheep squatch, the white thing? Have you ever seen it?
The white thing?
Have you maybe...
That's how I should have pronounced it the whole time. White thing?
Have you maybe heard it before? Have your... Someone in your family, maybe your grandparents, told you stories about hearing things screaming in the woods? We want those stories.
So here's the thing, though. In Appalachia, things screaming in the woods is not a rare occurrence.
It's still creepy, though.
It's creepy, but like, and there are so many creatures here and cryptids here that we say it is.
Yeah.
But they, it's not, that is not a rare occurrence. I've heard screaming in the woods.
But I would, that's something I would love to, like, if ever anyone was going to send us like an audio clip or something, yes. I love that shit. I love that shit.
Yes. Listen, we've got a listener story. If we can get maybe one or two more, we can do a listener story episode. Give it.
Give it to us. And if you would like to send us those stories. Am I doing it or are you?
Yeah,
I can't remember. Okay. I feel like last time I just started it on it.
And then you made me finish it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You can send us those stories either on Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter. And it's at ghostwrittenpod. Or you can email us, and that's ghostwrittenpodcast@gmail.com. Also, we... If you enjoy these types of episodes, we have an entirely separate cryptid series that's not limited to the South that we have going on Patreon. So feel free to check out our Patreon. Our tiers are, we've got two tiers. They're pretty cheap. You get access to all of the video recordings of the regular episodes and also the Patreon exclusive stuff.
Yep, yep. And remember, if you aren't so good at typing, maybe if you just don't like to type, you can always send us an audio clip of your stories.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll take that as well. If you've got some elderly relatives with some really cool stories and you don't want to type all that out, take a video or an audio recording and send that to us too. We'll happily, happily take them.
For sure. And if you have something that you want to get to us, but you're not sure how, just send us a message.
Yeah.
I'm a tech guy.
Make it happen. Yeah. I don't know technology.
Right, we'll figure it out. We'll figure it out, y'all.
He says that, but he has yet to be able to figure out half of my issues.
Okay. It's different.
Most of my issues are me.
You think that you know everything, though. You're the worst. It's
fine. I got this.
You're like, listen, that time I tried to help you with your microphone, you weren't even listening to my advice. You were just like, no, the stupid, I can't, when I click on it, it doesn't. And I'm like, Hannah, try going here. And she's like, I don't see that.
Can't share what's on Zoom to somebody else on Zoom, Brandon.
Anyway, thanks for listening, guys.
We're going to argue about this afterwards.
We hope you have a great week. And I think it's time for Spooky Outro. Ooh.